Hey, Daria, does Jimmy ever annoy you, your husband Jimmy?
Never.
let's see. Survey says no, that's not true. Eddie, is he ever annoying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow, that was fast.
Let's just, as time goes on, you're just more comfortable saying yeah.
He's so quiet, though. Like,
how to you.
Oh. And I mean, I won't ask her. I mean, we know Dana's perfect. Made in God's image.
If she's annoying me, it's my fault.
I'm sure Joe Farini would say the same thing. Joe, does Cindy ever bother you? Do you annoy things?
This was a very difficult topic for me to talk about.
No experience.
Joe and Cindy Farini with us.
I can't relate to this one.
Yeah. Remind Marriage Matters. Cindy, does Joe ever bother you?
I bother me.
That's very honest.
You know, sometimes I mean, of course, everybody can bother everybody else. The funny thing about it is there are times when I do things. I'm not going to necessarily mention what, but sometimes I'm like, wow, you can really be annoying. And so, you know, if sometimes we notice it even in ourselves, and I think, I don't know, I guess even that can be annoying that we notice it, you know?
Well, that's absolutely true.
Well, and it's one of those things, right? When you first meet somebody, they're perfect. You know, you can't even see any flaws. And even when you're engaged, you're still just like a sort of dream world. And then you get married and suddenly they're pretty annoying, actually. And you didn't know about that.
Sure. Well, and we have, you know, when we're dating and engaged, we put on those rose-colored glasses that they talk about and we see things from one perspective. And then when we get married, you know, you take off those glasses and you're like, okay, wow, this is for real here now. And the little things that maybe you do just become a lot more pronounced, I think, is really what happens.
Can you tell us, Cindy, maybe like when you were first married, the old Joe, some things about that guy that just drove you nutty? You remember?
Well, you know, yeah. But you know, they're not bad things. They're just things, and they may not annoy somebody else, but they might annoy you. And we've shared some of this before. You know, he would watch a lot of television or a lot of sports. Luckily and thankfully, I enjoy sports. So sometimes I would sit down too. But a lot of times that would annoy me because I would think, gosh, you know, I'm over here working, cleaning or whatever, doing things with the children. And are you noticing what's going on here? Now, that's just, you know, that's not like a personality thing. It's just a thing. But we had to have conversation on that, you know, to be able for me to not be annoyed that he was doing something that he was enjoying. There's nothing wrong with what he was doing, you know. So, you know, that's just one thing.
I was going to ask, though, I mean, what about the, you know, he wears his pants weird or he, you know, he puts his shirt on the chair in the room. It drives you crazy. There was that stuff, too, right?
Yes. Oh, sure, sure.
Here we go.
Yeah, right?
All right, don't get a roll on that. I'll just step away here.
So we'll
call on you next week, Joe. Yeah.
When do we bring this stuff up? Because, I mean, sometimes it just drives you so crazy and you just keep it inside.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know what, Brian, thank you for bringing up that situation about having the pants on the chair, because just a quick reminder to some people who might be listening, that was something that really annoyed me that Joe did. But the interesting thing was God really showed me the importance of how important those pants on the chair were and how I began to thank God for those pants on the chair for my husband and that they were in my bedroom. And so I was very, very thankful for that annoyance. But I would say when you ask the question, when do you bring it up? That was something I never brought up. He never knew about that. For really for a long time until I shared it, you know, in a, like in a talk or something that I did to really show how we.
Or the radio. Right,
but to show how God works through those, you know. But let me just say that I think it's really important to wait on things a little bit and not necessarily say them right away because I think it can be hurtful. But the main thing is never, ever share something like that with your spouse in public or when others are around, that it would be done privately, lovingly, and carefully.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it really depends on the situation. I mean, if this is a habit that's happening all the time or it happens occasionally, you know, then you need to temper your response and how do you engage with the situation. But another deeper question would be, you know, am I dealing with a sin issue here or just a really a bad habit? And are there situations where I can help and come alongside my spouse to help them with this situation? Or am I fueling the situation? And so I think it's just, it requires both of us engaging in this topic and being really, you know, straight up with each other and just making sure that they know that at this point in time, you're being pretty annoying. And I want to know if I can be of any help in correcting the problem.
Yeah, you know, it's it hits close to home that Joe was putting his pants on the chair. Like for me, objects in the bedroom are where I put things, like anything. In fact, things are never put away. It drives my wife nuts.
Dear.
If you went into our bedroom, you could see which half is hers and which half is mine just by the things piled.
Sure.
So yeah. I'm sure she loves that if she's listening. How do you bring it up when your spouse, like, for example, if Lauren is really annoying her husband, Eddie?
I always am.
And she's a little scary. Like, how do you bring it up to stop that?
I'm not scary to him.
That's true. That is a good point. And if you have a loving relationship, you should not be afraid to bring it up. You should be able to bring it up. But again, one of the things that I really appreciated when we were first married, if there were things that Joe, if I said something that maybe wasn't kind outside of our home or something, or did something annoying, doesn't make a difference what it was. He didn't just say something right at the moment in front of other people. And sometimes he wouldn't even say anything that day. He might just give it a little bit of time and bring it up another time when the time was right. And when he could do it in a loving way and not be like ticked off because of something that he didn't like, you know, that it was done in a good, timely manner. And I think it's really important. There's kind of a patience factor there of waiting and until you have the right time.
But that's evidence of the spirit-filled life right there.
right.
But I want to just back it up just a tad bit here, Brian, and say that when do you bring this up, these annoying habits? I would say before you get married, if that opportunity is there. And I remember, you know, talking to scores and scores of pre-married couples, and I would say a very simple fact that, you know, if there are things right now that you already find annoying about your future spouse, you better tell them, because they only get worse with time. And you can almost see their eyes start rolling and they're scratching their heads and thinking, oh my God, things are going to get worse here. But I mean, that if you can do that up front, that is really the best thing to do. The best time to do is direct confrontation after repeated requests for correction, and or, you know, stopping that thing that's bothering you so much. And if they cannot do it, that should be a huge red flag waving in your head right now as a pre-married couple. But, you know, as a married couple, as Cindy said, I think we need to lovingly and be able to share these things with each other. And, you know, hopefully, you know, can this bothersome thing stop ever? I sure hope so. I mean, but you do have to ask the question, can I help you with the situation? Is there something that's going on in your life? But if there are just some annoying habits that, you know, like they're always clearing their throats like every 3 seconds or something like that.
I just did, like
Cindy's doing right now.
Whoa, Joe.
So annoying.
I don't think you meant to bring that up, but you did.
Right in front of everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if he'll remember this, but when we were dating, I had this habit of, first of all, Joe, for anyone who doesn't know, Joe was in his former life was a dentist.
Yeah,
he's now retired.
Yeah.
But I remember we were driving in the car and he very kindly asked me, he said, Do you know that in a restful position, you put your face in an underbite, your mouth, your jaw, so that my top teeth were like, my bottom teeth were out. So I had an underbite. Like I looked like I had an underbite. I never knew I did that. And it, you know, it changes your facial appearance, how you look. And so I just thanked him. I said, thank you. I'll pay attention to not doing that. Would you please tell me when you see me do it so that I'm aware of it.
Right.
I don't think I do it anymore.
No, you're much better at it, but it would really drive me crazy to see my wife in an underbite when I knew she didn't have a class 3 division bite there. So, I mean, I said,
yeah. So that's like a simple little thing. And that was helpful to me, you know? So sometimes these things that we want to bring up can also be helpful. I guess we could also say too, you know, what if something can't be stopped? So like if a person has, you know, maybe some kind of a speech problem that can't be helped, or they've tried to have kind of speech therapy or something and they can't change it, then what, you know? Those are the things you would know, of course, ahead of time, or maybe some kind of a body issue, like a limp or some inability to use your hands in a certain way that it's not going to change because maybe, you know, you had an accident or you were born that way or something.
Right.
Those are the kinds of things you should never bring up because that then would be hurtful. That maybe can't be changed.
Right.
But, you know, I think there may be some habits as well where it can be diminished significantly, mm-hmm. but may never mm-hmm. totally go away.
Right.
So there must be some level of acceptance that has to come in, right?
Exactly right. I mean, there has to be at least an effort to try to address the issue. But I would say, you know, if there is no effort being made to stop the situation and it's a situation that you can't correct, then I think what you do in those situations is, you know, at least from my perspective, what I would do is just walk away from the situation and go do something different. I know we had a friend of ours on the speaker team with Family Life, and he would talk about this topic. And the way that he would deal it with his spouse was, listen, this conversation's over at this time, and I'm going to the family room, and you can go to Ecuador.
And so he was trying to make light of the fact he needed a break?
He needed to get out of the situation, and this, you're annoying to me.
Yeah.
And the further away we can get right now, the better.
Yeah. And that isn't to say step out of your marriage. Just leave the room.
Go away for a while.
And just, you know, get out of the situation for a minute so that you can give yourself some time. You know, I remember one time going out with another couple, and I could not believe the poor manners that the husband had. And I thought to myself, has this wife never shared with him his poor table manners? And I'll just tell you that the job that he had, I don't know how he had it, because I'm sure he had to have meals with many business partners. And I didn't understand it, you know, and it wasn't something that couldn't be changed. You know, it was something that could be. So I think it's really important as the person that's being told that they have an issue, that we take a minute and consider it. Yes, it might sting a little bit, you know, oh, I don't like how that felt, but listen to what your spouse says and don't retaliate, you know, just listen for a little bit and let them explain to you, you know, what that looks like or what it sounds like, and not just for your own marriage, but even amongst friends.
Yeah.
You know, and I really think too, if we are the one who is being asked to not do something and we just continue to do it because we don't care, I think we're really being selfish and then rude and probably nasty too.
Right.
Well, and you know, if I can jump in as well, I learned mm-hmm. from my wife as well that clarity is necessary. Like hints don't work. I had mm-hmm. a problem when we were first married where I kind of treated her like one of the guys. And Lauren's already upset with me.
yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah, I would kind of rib her and hassle her. Like, you know, Ron, we do this as men. We just give each other a hard time and all that. And at one point, I remember where we were when we were driving to our house in Chicago. I remember exactly where we were when she said, Brian, when you talk to me like that, it hurts my feelings.
You tell him, Sarah. You get him.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, they took that for me to go, I understand. It stung for a minute, but I was like, oh, wait, she's not one of the guys. I can't do that anymore. Yeah, Sarah's the best.
Exactly. That's good. That's very
great.
Good.
And, you know, we have to realize that some of those things can just be like our quirks. You know, we all have quirks.
Me? But
no.
Everybody but you. but when we are told, then we can start to see like, oh, my goodness, that is annoying, hurtful, whatever. And good for you, Brian, that you took notice of it. And I'm just out of curiosity, did it take a little bit of time? Did you catch yourself the first time, or did it take a little bit of time?
It took a little bit of time, but her specificity and clarity was shocking enough that I I took a pretty steep turn, as hard as I could, at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that was very good.
Yeah, I think that's helpful. Thank you. I think that's helpful. Yeah, good job.
Yeah, well, and if you want to know about my quirks, ask your daughter. Their daughter, Kathleen, worked with me for a number of years on the show.
I already know him, Brian.
Oh, boy. Poor Kathleen. She had to start looking at me and go, Brian, no. No. She'd clap sometimes. No, Brian. No.
Are you a dog?
I needed clarity, you guys. I needed it. So anyway, yeah.
That's great. Well, and you know, in a working relationship or even in friendships, I think it's important to tell people things too. I remember when we were taking our high school pictures and we all got our, you know, all of the proofs and everything. And I had a couple pictures that were, you know, just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, look at that ugly picture. And my best friend said to me, Cindy, that look on your face there is like kind of what you look like when you're just listening to somebody.
Oh, great.
And kind of like my, yeah, but you know what? How nice of her to tell me. I don't even feel like that stung, because she didn't tell me, she didn't point at it and laugh and go, look how stupid you look in that picture. She just said, that is like what you look like. And my mouth was just a little bit open, but it looked just kind of dumb, you know? And I was so thankful that she said that. And you know what's funny? When we're speaking, and especially if it's in a small group, you can see people's restful faces. And if you think about your own self, catch yourself in a restful face, because it can look really funny, you know? So, yeah, you just want to make sure that even those silly little things that can be annoying, if you can change them, change them.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've had a conversation off the air about this with both Daria and Lauren, because the three of us look crabby or angry when we're just resting and listening. And it's an effort. I occasionally look at myself in the camera for our live stream and kind of go, smile a little bit, a lot. I look at myself a lot, okay? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Pretend like you're having fun with the Farinis. Because you are, but it doesn't look like it on your face, you know? Oh, boy.
Well, and you're doing your job, and you're serious, and I know what you're doing because I've done it a little bit when you've asked me to help.
Yeah.
And you're looking at monitors. You're seeing what time it is. You're doing a lot of things. So there's a reason for that. But that you catch yourself so that people
don't
who
look
are
at me
watching,
like that, Brian.
Yeah. So you catch yourself, you find it, you're doing it, and then you change. You know, that's the beauty of relationships, of people helping you along life's way.
Yes, very much so. Now we're just about out of time again with Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Any final thoughts for us on what to do when your spouse is doing stuff that drives you nutty?
Oh, what do you say, Joe?
Well, golly, let's just wrap it up right here, and yeah. We can move forward.
I think it's just pay attention, listen, and do your best, because you want good harmony in your marriage.
You know, Brian, if I can say something here, I mean, the story you've been telling about your trip to India, I mean, it almost brought me to tears hearing that some of those stories, and it was just so sobering. And I'm thinking every married couple that's out there listening to these stories should grab each other's hand and just say, I love you, and just hug each other, because there's a lot of sadness in this world that we just don't see.
Yeah.
And you know, I just think that would be just a time for married couples just to kind of lay aside any issues and just say, I love you.
Yeah. Well said. Thank you for that, Joe. Because it kind of puts things in perspective, you know, and it makes the reality that your spouse does drive you crazy sometimes, but when you can get a wider perspective of the world and how it works, maybe it's a little bit easier to accept those critiques and give them gently, you know, good point.
Yeah, I do think so. Thank you, Brian and Joe.
Again, Joe and Cindy Farini are with My Marriage Matters, a regular conversation we have here on the show. And also, of course, they were with Family Life's Weekend to Remember for many years, over 20 years. If folks want to connect with you and learn more about this, how can they do that?
Either joefarini.com, cindyfarini.com, or My Marriage Matters on Facebook.
Wonderful. Thanks to you both. Really appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Thank you.